Nationals trying to avoid the sweep against the Braves. There's good news for Nats fans. Bryce Harper running on the warning track in the afternoon prior to the game. We pick up the action here in the first. Jason Wirth facing Mike Foltynewicz.
Payoff pitch pulled on the ground left side into the hole. Base hit to left. Around third is Turner coming to the plate. The throw will come to second, and the Nationals have the lead. Fly ball well struck deep left center field. Kemp and Inciarte going back. Ender at the wall leaping. He caught it at the top of the fence. Inciarte timing it perfectly and scaling the wall in left center took an extra base hit away from Jason Wirth. We had to wait to see, did he have it or did a fan in the first row have it?
Well, you got to give him some style points too. To right center field, that's trouble. That's got to be a gapper. Nobody's going to get that. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Let's see how far Lynn goes. They're going to wave him to the plate. Here's the throw. Bounces up the line. So Robles is going to end up with a triple. Didn't know if they were going to force Lynn to run it or not. But the relay drifted up the third baseline, so it's a triple, it's an RBI, and it's 2-0 now. Washington with a runner at score at third. And the pitch hit to center field and deep. Going back is Taylor, still going at the warning track, at the wall, finds the wall. It's off the wall, or did it clear the fence? I don't know.
It's gone.
Oh, I see the right hand of the crew chief waving around, so that's over and back. So that is going to be a home run. He went up high. It went over the fence and came back out on the field. So the pixie dust is gone. The Braves get a two-run homer from Albies. That's his fourth. He's got 21 RBIs. We got a one-run ball game. It's 3-2. A good at-bat for Ozzie Albies. He's been 10 years here, and he is 27 years old. He just whistled one in the corner down the left field line. That is trouble. Scoring easily is Lynn. You know Robles is going to make it. And it looks like Sanchez is going to stop out at second. Well, the 10 years he learned well. It paid off there with a double. And just like that, the Braves pound the lead a little bit. It's now 5-2.
5-2 Nats. That's your final. Tanner Roark gets the win. He struck out 7 over 6 quality innings of work. Great night for the D.C. bullpen. They tossed 3 innings of scoreless relief with Sean Doolittle pitching the 9th during his 18th save since joining the Nats. Here's Braves skipper Brian Snitker after the loss.
I believe it was the Wirth at bat before he came in and just kind of broke open, and it was just something he couldn't go back out there.
Was it from throwing breaking balls?
I don't know what it was. I mean, he said he was rubbing the balls. Like as he was rubbing him, and he said it's happened to him before, and it sliced it open. I mean, I think then, as the ball come off his fingers, it kind of broke loose a little bit, and he just couldn't go.
What about Whistler at that point of the game? What was the thinking there?
I didn't have anybody else, really. I mean, it was just I had some guys that I wanted to get through the 6th to get it to Sammy and Ramirez is what that was. And a lot of those other guys haven't been back-to-back. I mean, you just got to be careful with them guys. I mean, it's like they're asking them to go in uncharted territory and we're behind in the game. We need them to get 3 outs right there to try and bridge the gap because we'd used a lot of the other guys the day before. And Luke Jackson had pitched 2 innings and 40 pitches a day ago. And it was kind of that's who we had.
Robles for them.
Yeah, he's a very talented. He's a skilled, talented young man. That's for sure. Everybody in the dugout's like that guy can fly, and he's a nice looking player.
Ozzie again, he does it. Another home run.
Keeps doing it. I mean, it's just it's fun to watch this kid play. I mean, he's another very skilled young player that's going to have he can provide a lot of. He's going to be on that TV every now and then with stuff he's going to do in this game.
You couldn't really put together anything against Roark until that inning, but then you get within a run.
Yeah, and we get within a run, it was just tough, because that 6 was that's a big inning in a game when you lose your starter. I mean, that was a big thing is we lost, Fulte was throwing the ball good and doing great, and it's just unfortunate that happened because we needed him to get through that inning right there. Mm-hmm. And if he'd done that, then things are lined up pretty good.
with Ozzie. He's a guy that obviously he can use his wheels. He can, you know, hit the ball in the gaps. But given that power, I mean, it's nice.
His hands are lightning. I mean, he is such a strong kid, and his hands work unbelievable. So he's a very talented young man, has been. I mean, he's shown that throughout the minor leagues. He's led leagues in hitting. He's been the, like I say, I keep saying he's been the youngest guy in every league that he's ever played in, and doesn't bother, you know, he didn't phase him a bit. He slows the game down well, and he's a very talented, skilled young man.
Mike Foltynewicz lasted just four innings, giving up three runs off four hits with three Ks in Thursday night's loss in D.C. Here's Foltynewicz after the game.
This has happened years in the past where, you know, I'm rubbing up a ball and just humid out. You know, I'm upset with myself today as it was, and the hand just slipped out and cut my finger. And you know, I was there before the Roker at bat, and you know, I kind of felt a little bit, didn't think anything of it. And then when I continued to throw, and you know, once I got in the dugout, looked at it, it was just bleeding. So you know, but other than that, you know, it was nothing I could really do about it. Just upset myself, and you know, got a little crazy with the ball in the hands there. But other than that, it has happened in the past where I've actually taken chunks out of my finger and it hasn't bled, so it's just a little different night. Might have been a little callus working up there and kind of close to the fingernail too. So
you just rubbed it too hard then?
Yeah, I was kind of, you know, rubbing it up, and you know, this finger caught up in there, and you know, the balls were slippery as it is because it's a warm night out there, and you know, stuff happens. So, but we'll try to get it taken care of. You know, see in the next couple of days how it heals and how it looks, and you know, see what to do with the skin. But other than that, try to get this sucker healed up and back out there.
You think you'll be able to make your next start? I mean, just can.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, we're gonna, like you said, we're gonna see tomorrow when we take this thing off, because there's a skin over it, and you know, they're gonna decide whether to take that off or leave it on. So we're gonna, you know, wait to decide it tomorrow. But hopefully, you know, knock on wood, I'm a, you know, fast healer with this kind of stuff, and you know, we'll get it taken care of and start throwing a little bit, see how it feels, and go from there. So we kind of don't want to make it reopen or happen again. So we'll take it slow or fast or whatever we need to do with it to get me back out there.
Could you not go because of blood or pain?
Like I said, once I got into the, you know, last couple pitches of work, my middle finger was numb, so I knew kind of something was up there. And once I got in, it was just, it wouldn't stop bleeding. There was a kind of like, you know, a little chunk of it coming up. And, you know, Mr. Porter in there said, we just, you know, we can't do anything right now. Can't pitch with that on because it'll make it way worse the way the skin was. And we just tore it up. But it was kind of a little sore there at the end and a little on fire. But, you know, just to get taken care of and get back out there ASAP.
Both teams back in action Friday. The Braves will host the Mets, while the Nationals play host to the Dodgers.